Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, a high school national championship, the college national championship, and the college bracket leading to the Bassmaster Classic. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the watch button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. And now we've added a new element to Bassmaster Radio, and that's our video feed that you can find at Bassmaster.com/radio or go to Bassmaster.com and click on the watch tab and then click on Bassmaster Radio. Now you can also find these videos at our YouTube channel. Just search for Tom Abraham, and remember, you spell Tom with an H. There are other exclusive interviews and commentaries there as well at the YouTube channel, so you might want to check that out. As we continue to steamroll towards the 2021 elite season, the official roster of pros has been released and it settles in right at 101 anglers. One of the guys who missed last season but is back for this year is Strike King Pro Mark Menendez. He's been at this for some 30 years now and he's coming off of back issues last season. He's fired up for the new year and he's coming up later on in the show. Now, a brand new elite is KJ Queen from North Carolina, just 23 years old out of Bethel University. He qualified through the Open Series in his first try. And get this, his 56-year-old dad was the co-angler of the year and will fish the opens this year as a pro, all expenses paid. I gotta get that guy on the air. Young KJ is coming up in our Meet the Elites segment, and in the middle is Ronnie Moore from Bassmaster Live and the Screen of Knowledge.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time for a little Meet the Elites to get things going today. And how about KJ Queen? I mean, check this out. Dude comes out of Bethel, like where everybody does. You know, college fisherman takes advantage of the college program at Bethel. And then he fishes his first season of opens with an eye on the elites. So he fishes both the open circuits, the Eastern and the Central open circuits. Finishes in the money six times. Now, understand, they pay the top 40 spots or so out of 200. I mean, it's a lot less in terms of percentage than get paid out of the Elite Series. And yet he finishes in the money six times and qualifies in his first attempt to be a Bassmaster Elite. And he joins us now. KJ, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And I'm only telling half the story because this is great. Your dad, Jeff Queen, is the co-angler of the year. I fished the Easterns as a co-angler. And Jeff Queen's name was always up there at the top of the heap there. So, you know, who had a better year, Jeff Queen or KJ Queen? You're an elite now, and he's the co-angler of the year.
Man, it's awesome, man. I'm telling you, it's been an incredible year this year. Me and him got to travel the country fishing the opens and, you know, got to put one thing to another and got to make it happen, and it's been incredible.
Now, who was helping who? I mean, you know, I had a lot of shared information and so on. You two guys are in the tournament. So was he like, hey, I'm finding this or that? Or were you like more trying to give him the information?
Well, honestly, when we went out, man, we both broke down the lake together. You know, it was nice having him travel with me, no doubt. And, you know, I had some skills and knowledge of fishing in West Tennessee and of the Tennessee River and this, that, and another, and deep fishing, and he's a shallow water guy, and we put the two together, and made a good combo.
Yeah, it does sound like you made a good combo. How? What kind of damage? Now, you're from Catawba, North Carolina. A lot of great fishermen in that area over there. What kind of damage does KJ and Jeff Queen do in team tournaments? You know what I mean? You guys run around a little Wednesday night Wildcat deal or Saturday morning deals and just clean everybody's clocks, because they're not going to let you do that anymore.
No doubt. I mean, you know, our name definitely around here has been known, and it's not started just from me and my dad, but, you know, it started years and years and years ago with my dad and my grandpa. My grandpa actually just passed away about a month ago, but he's taught me and my dad, I can't tell you how much stuff about fishing and just techniques and ways. Growing up, I would go to the lake. Me, him, and my dad would hop in the boat. We'd take off, go down there, and then on the weekends, team tournaments, me and my dad, we'd be fishing team tournaments, and our name was definitely up there at the top, competing with them guys. And there's no doubt there's a lot of competition around this Lake Norman area.
Yeah, and you do understand how difficult this is, right? I mean, you qualify one shot, and you qualify for the elites. There are guys that have tried for years and years through the Opens to get qualified for the Opens. Now, I know that you're just 23 years old and that you had great success at Bethel in the college circuit, but this is not easy to do, in one shot.
Man, no doubt. The competition this year was tremendous. It was insane. I talked to some of the guys that fished some of the Opens years past, and they were saying, like, I think there was like eight or ten traveling pros that was fishing the Opens, and this year I think there was around like 60 or 68 pros that was traveling and fishing the Opens and trying to make it back to the Elite Series. And man, talk about the competition level, it was no doubt it was huge, the skill level that was out there. But you know, going up doing the college fishing, and there's no doubt that them college guys, they know what's going on too. And I feel like it's definitely tuned me well and adapted me to that style of fishing.
So, and now your dad is going to fish the Opens as a pro, now that he won the co-angler of the year. His fees are all paid to fish next year as a pro. And there is a Southern Open that is going to be on Lake Norman. I'll be fishing that tournament as well. But I would think that he's going to be tough to beat. I fished with Rob Dye on Lake Norman the last time we were there with the Opens. And Rob knows that lake really well. But I would think that Dad Queen is going to be a little bit tough to handle, out there at Norman.
Oh, there's no doubt. Them boys better watch out. He's going to be bringing the heat. So, he's grown up on this lake for 40 some years fishing it, so he knows it like the back of his hand. And, he's definitely going to be some strong competition.
It's tough because it's changed a lot, right? Over the, look, the Alabama spots are in there now. Some people don't like that. But that lake, I mean, there's it used to be there were so many docks, and now there's five times as many, so many docks. But it is, it's kind of changed a lot over the years, hasn't it?
It has. It's definitely changed a lot. You know, if you look back at it, 20 some years ago, my dad would tell me stories about how, it would only take 9 and 10 pounds to win. And it was a lot of large, there was no spots in the lake, it was largemouth, it would take little bags, and then they put them spots in there, and they've taken off over the years, and with the alawis and everything else in the lake, you're looking at now, you're bringing in the winter trail, there's 15 to 20 pound bags of spots, and you have to actually bring some weight now to compete.
Now, KJ Queen with us here, new Elite Series angler, Meet the Elites segment. Now, here's the deal. Not only are you and your dad fishing partners, but your business partners as well with Queen Tackle. I've been to your website. It's really sweet tungsten flipping jigs and swim jigs and so on. So you guys had a budding tackle company kind of built around jig fishing as well.
Correct. And then, being here in the North Carolinas fishing Lake Norman and all these lakes, it's how it's changed over the years and the number of docks. It's really changed with the jig fishing. And we try and build a premium quality jig. Our jigs are all hand tied, wire tied. We have really strong mustad hooks in them, super sharp, and we designed them for skipping docks. And we also designed jigs, since I went to school in West Tennessee, for ledge fishing as well. We have a what's called a hammerhead jig, which has a rattle built inside of the head of it, which is our ledge jig. And then we also have our swim jig, which is a tungsten little small swim jig head designed perfect for coming through grass and coming through brush of that nature.
All right, so give us a little tip. How do you like to tip yours out? What do you like to put on there as a trailer?
Well, I honestly like to do a couple different things. It just depends on the time of year. If it's in the summertime, I'm gonna go with a chunk. I like a straight chunk, salty pork chunk, zoom. Mm-hmm. Zoom salty chunk, or a, you know, in the wintertime, I like to slow it down, or you know, also give just a little bit of subtleness to it. I'll switch up to like a creepy Zoom creepy crawler trailer, or a Biz Bait cutter trawl on the back of it, and man, match them two together. And with the, I like a Biz Bait because it has a the scent to it. It has a the natural odors to it that them fish can't stand. And you compare it with our jig, and that jig has a our jigs actually are coffee scented. And when that fish comes down there to smell that jig, he can't stand it. He's got to eat it up.
Yeah, all kinds of other jigs there, too. Swing jigs and shaky heads. A shaky head with a rattle in it as well. I mean, some really, really cool stuff there. So check that out at queentackle.com. All right, so you're fired up, I would imagine, for the season. You look at this Elite Series schedule. Do you feel comfortable with most of the places here? I mean, there's some Tennessee River water on there. Obviously, you're going to the St. John's River to get things started. But when you look at this schedule, is this a schedule that fits your eye?
You know, I've been studying the schedule, looking at it. And, you know, the way it sets up, it actually, you know, I kind of like the way it's looking out this year. It's starting out. You know, I'm a shallow water guy, and it's kind of looking like it might be a shallow water year this year. I know we're going up to, you know, Champlain, St. Lawrence, and smallmouth fisheries, and I've done that my fair share of it before. I went up last year with my buddies Cole Thompson and Buzz, and we went up there and did some smallmouth fishing this summer, and, you know, I got to learn them waters pretty well, so I got some memory on them fisheries, as well as, you know, we're going to the Sabine and Fork. Now, I haven't never been to Sabine River or to Fork. Now, I've been to you know, this last year at the Opens, we went down in there to Texas at Dallas, and you know, it sets up like you know, Texas fisheries just sets up a little bit different than anywhere in the country, I feel like. But I've had some experience on Rayburn, and I went to Toledo before, so I kind of got an idea of what's going on down there. You know, they switched up the Gunnersville tournament with the Classic, and you know, I'm kind of, or not the Gunnersville, excuse me, the Pickwick tournament.
Yeah,
they're having it early March this year, and man, I'm really excited about it. You know, I've done a lot of fishing on the Tennessee River, fishing out in West Tennessee, did a lot of fishing on Pickwick as well, and you know, that time of year is kind of a, you know, they're not necessarily a TVA ledge fishing tournament. It's going to be a little bit different style, and I'm kind of looking forward to that.
I tell you what, it is going to be a great schedule. We're looking for big things out of KJ Queen qualifying in his first year out of the Opens onto the Elite Series. KJ, I appreciate you. Good luck with the lure company, and good luck with the season. We'll see you out there on the tour.
Thanks, sir. You have a good day.
All right, there you go. KJ Queen, how cool is that? All right, let's get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. You're listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance for us to go to the screen of knowledge. Or is it the wall of knowledge? Or is it just the dude of knowledge? You know, a guy that does, you know, just such a great, great job on Bassmaster Live. And he's a fantasy savant as well. Ronnie Moore joins us. Ronnie, welcome to the show. How are you?
What's up, Tom? You put some lofty expectations on calling me a savant with how my fantasy season plummeted in the middle of the year last year. I've started to recover a little bit, but man, the more I know about these guys and the more I know about the Bassmaster League series, it's like the worst I do in fantasy. So, hey, if you're new this year, you're going to be primed for the best year yet.
Same thing happens to guys who study March Madness brackets too much. You get too smart. You anticipate too many things. And I'll be honest with you. I follow your fantasy picks. You're risky. You don't follow the chalk. I usually follow the chalk in three buckets, and then I take one a little bit of a risk, and then one flyer. You know what I mean? But you're kind of risky in your picks in fantasy fishing.
You know, I use fantasy as two different approaches. One, I want to win. I want to flex my muscles and show that I know what I know. But I also want to highlight other anglers, and I could always pick the same old, same old. The local favorites, the expected winners, things like that. But I go off the beaten path a little bit because I can't win any of the prizes. And there's a lot of prizes out there to win, but I can't specifically win them because I am an employee of Bassmaster. But I still want to win. I still want to do well. But, yeah, I do realize, hey, when I think about great flippers, I don't just think about three or four guys. I know that 25 to 30 elite pros are good at flipping. And yeah. Then it starts to get down that path of, well, are they going to find the right area of the lake? Are they going to lose all their bites? Are they going to land every fish? You know, and there's so many variables that that's what makes it fun. You can go chalk and do great, and you can go $500 and do this as well.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, Fantasy Fishing sponsored by Rapala. So many great Rapala prizes to be given away all throughout the year. We'll get to that in a moment. But am I to understand, is this fact or am I just making this up? Did Mark Zona beat you in the fantasy football championship game? Was that you and Zona that were left standing in that game, and then you got hammered by Alvin Kamara?
He did. Zona took it out on me. I ragged on him all year about Fantasy Fishing. I bothered him with all the stats and info, and then he took out all his fury on me in the fantasy football playoffs, and it was the worst situation possible. I end up sneaking into the playoffs. I'm probably the NFC East of the playoffs, but I make it in. Top four teams make the playoffs for a chance at some prizes, and I make it to the finals in an impressive fashion. I mean, I dominated my first round matchup. Underdog status, dominated it. Get to the finals, and Zona's been a well-oiled machine all year. I mean, if anybody's scored over 150 points 10 times, it seems like he did it. But I had a chance for about 6 minutes of that first game on Thursday night of the championship week before Alvin Kamara went off and got 56 points for him. And it took me a long time to even get 56 as a team. It was until Sunday when I finally eclipsed that. So he definitely had a great advantage, but I only ended up losing by 30. So without Alvin Kamara getting 56, you know, my team was right there. So
it was not
no regrets.
Was
no
not
regrets.
A Merry Christmas for you with Alvin Kamara going on that day on Christmas Day, that's for sure. So Ronnie Moore with us.
No, not at all.
Talking some Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing here as well. See, Zona never impressed me as a fantasy sports guy, but there you go. He won your football league as well. All right, so let's establish a couple of things just for the folks that want to get involved in this. You don't have to be a member of Bass, the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing. You can just go to Bassmaster.com and go to click on Fantasy and sign up there and play. But there are additional benefits if you are a member of Bass. I know the guy who won the whole shebang picked up an extra $5,000, and in every event, there's an extra $500 Bass Pro Shop gift card for if you are a member of Bass. So it makes sense to join Bass and play Fantasy Fishing.
100%. I mean, most people who play Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing are most likely Bass members because that's how you hear about it, you find out about it. But let's just say you're addicted to fantasy sports and you just search fantasy sports and Fantasy Fishing pops up, you can totally create an account for free and get in on the prizes. You can start at any point in the season. Obviously, to win the overall prize, you need to start the first event of the year. But if you hear about it in July, you can get in on the last three or four events of the year and still win individual tournament prizes for doing well. But like you said, if you are a Bassmaster member and that's connected with your email address and whatnot, your prizes go up just for being that member. And it's a lot of baits can be bought with a $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card per event for sure. And it's like $4,000 to $5,000 minimum. And maximum, it's in that range, $4,000 to $5,000 for if you're a Bass member and you lock down a first place prize for a tournament, whether it's the St. John's, the Tennessee River, Pickwick, the Classic, whatever it is. Each event is worth quite a bit, and then overall, the winner at the end of the year. Big time prizes for sure. Over $20,000 for that guy.
Yeah, for the season, over $90,000 worth of prizes will be awarded. So that's really, really cool as well. Now, the way this works, 5 buckets for each tournament. And so you pick a guy out of each bucket. And we talked a little bit about strategy and what your strategy is. But man, it's going to be interesting with so many new guys being added to the roster, 10 or 12 new guys being added. And I'm sure people will be jumping on names they know, Greg Hackney, Scott Martin, you know, those types of people. But the young man, we just had on KJ Queen, that dude was like he fished 8 opens and was in the money 6 times, which is tough to do because they pay about 40 spots out of 200 or so in an open. He could be a sneaky pick early on.
KJ is going to be, I think he's the youngest angler that's going to be in the elites this year, like rookie wise, like of the 13 new guys back to the elite, he's the youngest. He is a college savant. Like you were calling me a savant earlier. He is one of the best college anglers from that great Bethel program. That's just competitive atmosphere. You've got two of those guys who've made the Classic before, but KJ is the first ever Bethel angler to make the Elite Series. he's going to be one to watch. There's a lot of other guys that are we're going to see how they play out. Justin Hamner, some of these guys that you might not know as well, yeah. Pat Schlopper, these guys might do well and surprise you. And so the way we set it up for fantasy fishing, there are five buckets, and now we've gone from 75 overs to 88 to now around 100, 101. So each bucket's going to have more anglers in them this year. So basically 20 anglers per bucket. That's how you get five buckets for about 100 or 101 anglers. And with that, we organize the first St. John's event. We organize it based on your angler of the year standing from 2020, and it goes down from there. So obviously some of the top competitors from last year will be in bucket A, bucket B, guys who made the classic, bucket C. Part of it will be classic qualifiers. Part of it will be guys who just missed out. But we've also sprinkled in those 13 new anglers based on their career earnings. Sometimes we just throw them all in the last bucket. Sometimes we mix them between bucket D and E. But when you have guys coming to the elites like Greg Hagney, Jason Christie, Scott Martin, Justin Atkins, guys who are not rookies based on their earnings, you got to sprinkle them in elsewhere. So based on career earnings, we mapped out the 13 anglers in a row of what their earnings were, and then we slid them into each bucket to make it even and more accurate, at least at the beginning of the year. Once we get the St. John's under our belt, it's going to shuffle with Angler of the Year points. So it's going to change weekly based on their performance.
And just got a minute left, or I guess a couple of minutes left here with Ronnie Moore talking some Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing. But, you know, we got a guy that's coming up in the next segment. It will be interesting when it comes to Palatka and the St. John's River. Mark Menendez last year crashed and burned there, had the back issues, and ended up out for the entire year. But 2 years ago, he was third. Remember, it was like the old dudes. It was Rick Klund and Mark Menendez, and they were at the top of the list battling it out. So how much do you look at past performance? You look at a guy like Menendez who was on Big Fish, has had a ton of experience at the St. John's River. How much will you look at a guy like that that's liable to be a bucket D, bucket E type of guy?
It's going to be very interesting because the St. John's is different every single year we go. It can be different week to week when you're in that January, February, March time frame. It's going to be different every time. We saw in 2016, totally different. The weight that Rick Klund had to win there, there was grass prevalent. He won it on a blade jig. Then you go into fast forward to 2019, he almost breaks the century mark and wins in a different fashion, just catching giants. They all moved up. No grass really prevalent except for maybe lily pads and eelgrass, stuff like that, but no hydrilla, no none of that other stuff. And so it changed the fishery completely. And then this past year, no grass still in 2020, and then also a cold front and a lot of adverse weather conditions. So we saw a lot lower weight tournament. It was one in a different region. Now when we take the last three times we've been there and you add them all up, it really, you could pick anybody off the wall. So it's going to be very careful who you pick. It's going to be very important who you pick because you got to be careful at the St. John's because it could be 90 degrees and every giant pulls up to spawn in the lake and it's going to be a 100-pound tournament, or it could be 60-pound tournament for 4 days. Because of a cold front, water levels, wind direction, all those things factor in, especially on the St. John's River in the winter, early pre-spawn period.
And nobody was on Paul Mueller. I mean, here's a guy out of Connecticut that does ice fishing guide trips that goes to the St. John's River and wins. I mean, you know, so that's just how random.
I thought he was out in the middle of Jacksonville drop shotting on some schools or something. But no, he was fishing lily pads and was doing well north of Palatka, which was very interesting. We'll see how some of the 100-person field disperses this year because it has been smaller. You've been able to pack into those traditional areas and have a little less pressure because it's not 100 people. But now we've gone up to 88 last year, now up to 101 this year, and we will see how it kind of maps out. But like Greg Hagney said the other day in an interview, he's caught 3 10-pounders at the St. John's, so he's ready to get back. That is one place that if you want to go catch a double-digit fish, you can do it. You got guys like John Cox, Scott Canterbury, just all in the top bucket, just from Angler of the Year last year.
Yeah.
Some of these buckets are going to be very difficult to pick. And even a guy I looked down all the way at the bottom of bucket A alphabetically, Whitaker and Winlet, Welcher, Walters. I mean, those guys right there, there's top 10 in Angler of the Year. And they did well in Florida as well. So it'll be interesting to see.
It's going to be great stuff. Ronnie Moore has been our guest. And remember, you can get into different groups. So search the groups, make a group of your friends. And, you're competing against tens of thousands of people in the main contest. But if you get into groups, we have a Bassmaster Radio group. Ronnie has a Beat Ronnie Moore group. There are many groups that you can get involved in as well. Ronnie, as always, we appreciate you, man. Great work. Can't wait to see you on Fox Sports with Bassmaster Live this upcoming year.
It's going to be fantastic, Tom. Every day we turn on the camera in 2020 was magic, and I expect the same in 2021.
There you go, Ronnie Moore. Appreciate you, man. All right, we get a break. When we come back, Mark Menendez is up next. He's back on the Elites. He's coming up right after this on Phoenix Post Bassmaster Radio.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now a chance to talk to a guy that we missed last year. He had a back injury, wasn't able to get back after the series picked up again. Of course, Mark Menendez, a guy that has had a tremendous record with the Bassmaster Elite Series. He is a Skeeter Pro. He is a Strike King Pro. He teaches us a lot of good stuff with his TV shows as well that come out of Kentucky, and he joins us now. Mark, good to catch up. Welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
I'm doing well, Tom. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. And over $1.2 million in earnings, but not so much last year, having to take the season off with the back issue. So first of all, update us on your health. Are you ripping and ready to go?
Well, I don't know about that, but the time is drawing near, Tom. I'm finding some excitement again. I'm ready to go. This time off was good for me because I got a lot of things done at home. My health is good. I have a new fiance now, which is real good. So life is moving on at a fast pace, and it's about time to start chasing some bass again.
It is time to start chasing some bass again. Your thoughts on the new roster? Getting back to about 100 guys now on the Elite Series. A good mix of veterans like yourself and some of this young meat that has come on and just coming out of nowhere, these young guys. And some things that are old is new again when you look at some of the other guys that are back, like Greg Hackney.
Well, that's true. We've got a great mix of young people coming. That is because of the Bassmaster College Series. End of story. They're flying out of college with all this experience, all this confidence. They get to do so much fishing in college in a tournament situation, and they come out of there graduating with degrees in fisheries, biology, and whatnot, and they're instant elite guys. It's amazing to watch. Some of the old guys coming back, that's great to see them. Christie and Hackney in particular, it's good to see those guys back. It's going to stiffen up the competition quite a bit as they're great anglers, as their records show, but it's exciting for me to get back. This will be my 30th year with Bass. I started in fall of 91. So lots happened in that time period, and I'm just grateful to be back.
Tremendous stuff. Mark Menendez with us here. And let's get into some of the details of it as well. First of all, last year, Bass ended up, the Elite Series ended up on ESPN2 with all that national coverage and so on. What was it like for you? Did you watch a lot of the coverage? Was it something that you had to steer clear of? How did you handle it during the season, based that you were on the sidelines?
Well, I mean, I'm a junkie, Tom. I had a phone in my hand. I had it on television, and I'm bouncing back and forth between Bass Track on my computer. So I watched with as if I were in the event. I'm a fan of fishing. I compete in the fishing side of it, but I was really excited about all the coverage that my guys were getting. I was a little jealous of the fact that I wasn't getting any of that great exposure, but it was great for fishing to be on the mainstream while there were a lot of people that weren't working at that time or working from home, either way.
And that kind of rolls into this year's TV contract, a new deal with Fox Sports and FS1. I mean, it's going to be absolutely tremendous. I would imagine that a lot of the guys looking at that very fired up for round three and round four coverage all season long of the event on Fox Sports Live.
Well, it's going to be fantastic. I've seen the numbers. My guy that pulls all my exposure numbers, and we've gone over it and gone over it and gone over it. Fox is just a little easier to get to with your television providers. So we're going to have more opportunities just in that alone. So the fact that we were one of two pro leagues that actually finished their season was quite impressive. It was difficult for everyone to do. We all had to pull together and get it all done together, but I really think that we have an optimistic and very bright future
ahead of us with television and exposure coverage.
Mark Menendez with us. There was an interesting article that you were part of a while back in Bassmaster Magazine talking about, you know, the different things in terms of keeping yourself and your body physically fit when you're fishing. Talk to the seasoned anglers. I'm a couple of minutes older than you, so and I've been out fish a couple of tournaments a month. I fish the Eastern Opens, but, you know, not like when you guys are out there grinding away 7 days a week when you have the practice days and then the tournament days, hopefully all the way through the weekend. It's a little bit of a different animal. So if you're talking to guys that are in their 50s or older, you know, what are the things that you can do to help yourself be able to hold up throughout a season of fishing?
10 minutes a day, Tom. 10 minutes a day is all you need. You need to try to watch what you eat. You need to get some exercise. But flexibility is the biggest thing. You need to stretch. I do yoga. My fiance, Melissa, that I mentioned earlier, she is an exercise instructor, and she has taught me some very basic yoga moves. That's my little dog, Caesar, in the background there. I apologize.
He's doing yoga now.
he's not doing, but he does do downward dog very well. He does do that. But basic moves, Tom, those basic yoga moves, holding them, doing them for a minute and a half, 2 minutes, in 10 minutes, a little stretch session really makes me feel better. I do them on the road. I do them every day. I have PT exercises that I'm supposed to do as well due to my back. So in 15 to 20 minutes, I can have a great workout and be ready to stand in that boat and fish and move and do what I need to do. And stretching is the biggest key.
Yeah, and you were able to get through this last year without having to have the surgery, correct? I mean, that was you know, that was one of the things that was positive. Not that surgery can't be a very useful thing, but you were able to do it this year without having to go through surgery.
Absolutely. I did all my PT exercises, and a fellow professional angler, Dr. David Wooten from the Germantown, Tennessee area, contacted me, and we did some decompression stuff. We did other manipulations of the spine, and if it hadn't been for David, I promise you I would be way behind my placement that I'm in right now, my physical ability right now. So I'm grateful to the Wooten Clinic for taking really, really good care of me.
Mark Menendez joining us. And, you know, when you talk about your, you know, your career with bass, by the way, your biography at Bassmaster.com says a 20-year veteran of Bassmaster Tournament Trail, a 30-year veteran. We got to have to get them to update that to a 30-year veteran with this deal. But you've seen, though, we have seen success. We've seen the young guys, but we've also seen success from some of the older guys and some of the seasoned guys as well. Talk about that blending, that on-the-water experience, that ability to kind of make adjustments and know because you know, because you've seen a thing or two, you know a thing or two, versus also all of the knowledge that you get from the electronics now and keeping on top of all of that. Talk about blending those two things together, because we are seeing some guys that have been around for a minute that are having some really good success.
Well, you know, we've got that old petrified angler from Missouri, our friend Rick Klund, that just keeps amazing us every year. We have the oldest angler of the year in history in Clark Winlett. And, you know, I'm grateful to say I'm not the oldest guy out there. I've got seven or eight or nine of them that are older than me, Tom.
Yeah.
So be careful what you wish for. But it really is comforting when I get in a position and fishing's not that good or the body of water's going through something strange, that I can call on that experience. And it's a very calming effect when I know that I'm only going to get, you know, 3, 4, 5, 7 bites a day. And that was the case at the St. John's River in 19 when Clun and I were battling it out. I knew in a day's time I was only going to get 7 or 8 bites a day. But of those 7 or 8, 3 or 4 of them might be in the 7 to 8 pound class. And each day I caught fish over 6 pounds and multiple some days. But it was really, really calming to know that I had the experience to have the mindset to just slow down, Mark. Turn that motor guide trolling motor down and just fish. Mm. Shut up. Don't think. Just fish and it'll be okay. As a young person, I got to go down there and look, I got to check this. And the other thing is the financial pressure can drive an angler to make bad decisions. So, fortunately with a great stable of people that I work with, all my great partners, that's kind of taken away, and then experience kicks in and I can remain calm. And we all make better decisions when we're calm, when we're fishing. There's no doubt about that.
Mark Menendez with us here talking about now this upcoming season as he returns to the tour. Now, you mentioned the St. John's River didn't go the way you wanted it to last year. It was a completely different deal. Everything was blown out. We missed days because of weather. But going back to 2019, you had 95 pounds. Mark, you have 95 pounds. You win the tournament, okay? You're supposed to win at 95 pounds. 95 pounds. You finished third there, though. Make a good check. And how excited are you to get back and start again at the St. John's River in Palatka?
Well, I'll give you a little history, Tom. I fished my first professional-level tournament in 1987 on college break at the St. John's River. Wow. So I've got a lot of history there that it's really neat to come back and see the place, and a lot of great memories there, fishing there with my mentor, Clyde Watson, which I talked to him the other day. He's 96 years old,
wow.
And I talked to him the other day in Florida. So it's really a good feeling to go back there. I'm very comfortable there. I've had very solid finishes there, with the 19 tournament being obviously the pinnacle of that. But I've had some other solid money finishes there, and I just feel comfortable there, Tom. It's, sometimes you go to areas that you're not comfortable in, and the St. John's is so diverse, you can find an area in which your confidence level goes up, and that's a big key.
244 tournaments. You are an old guy. I mean, that's a lot of tournaments, Mark, 244 tournaments.
I guarantee you I'm an old guy. But what's so funny, during my break, Tom, I spent a lot of time on YouTube watching old yeah. Bassmaster events, you know, some from the 80s, some from the ones that I did well in early career. And I can give you specific examples of fish that are caught on television, that how that fish bought, bit the bait, what it bit, and where I was at, and how I made it bite. I still remember everything about it. It just seems like it was yesterday that I got started.
You don't have to tell me. I started in 1980 as a member of Bass. 1981, I think I got my lifetime membership to BASS, and I can remember seeing my name in the magazine when they used to put your name in the magazine, you know, this month's new lifetime members, you know, and your name was in the magazine, and then now it's there every week or every month when the magazine comes out. But that was such a thrill back for 20-year-old Tom Abraham back in 1981. All right, finally, before I let you go, you always got your finger on a pulse. What's going on with Kentucky Lake? Give us the latest on that in terms of the battle against the Asian carp, because I'm hearing some positive things.
Oh, there is a lot of positives here, Tom. We're seeing some bigger than average and older year class fish. But, Tom, I caught so many in the 14.5 to 15.5-inch range. It's amazing. I'm seeing bait in the lake again for the first time in a long time. I'm seeing the smallmouth have been they've been superlative the entire time. The Asian carp haven't seemed to bother the smallmouth population too much, but we're getting them out. We got over 6 million pounds out of the northern end of Kentucky Lake last year. We're looking to get 8 million pounds out this year. We had some funding given to one of the local county areas here from AFCO, giving them money to give a stipend towards more Asian carp being caught. AFCO also is doing a T-shirt, a War on Carp T-shirt. I think you can find that at Tackle Warehouse, and you can find that on the AFCO website that I helped design. A portion of that T-shirt goes back to fight the Asian carp. So we're fighting them from every angle. We've had great spawns to get a lot of our bass back. We've had the crappie fishing here, Tom, is off the chain. That's how good it's been. And we're seeing our bait come back. If we get one more good spawn in 2021, we're set to get Kentucky Lake and Barkley Lake back to a very formidable fishery that it once was, and we will increase our fish population as it was in the past. So we are moving forward, and I am just so darn excited about the health and welfare of Kentucky and Barkley Lakes.
Well, that is great, great news right there. Mark Menendez has been our guest. Mark, we appreciate you so much. As always, tremendous work, and good luck, man. We'll see you out there on the trail.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to pick up my boat, so it's time to go to work, Tom.
I'll see
you on the trail.
Thank you. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and as we add the show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. It is time for another great sweepstakes giveaway from your friends at Bassmaster. Just visit Bassmaster.com and click on sweepstakes for a chance to win in the Bassmaster Weekly Winter Giveaway. One winner each week through January 29th will win a $1,000 Bass Pro Shops gift card, and you can enter daily for your chance to win. Visit Bassmaster.com/ for details on this and other great sweepstakes. This is a great time to join a Bass Nation club or form one if there is not one in your area. Bass Nation anglers around the country compete on the local level, and all have a chance to advance to the Elite Series and even the Bassmaster Classic. Brandon Polinick is a former nation champion who went on to win Angler of the Year. Paul Mueller is another nation alum who has now won twice in the Elite Series. For more information on how to become a member or to start your own Bass Nation Club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. Sign up for Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing with prizes for 1st through 20th place in each Elite event and the Bassmaster Classic. Plus, one grand prize winner will receive a $15,000 Bass Pro Shop shopping spree, $5,000 in cash, and a variety prize pack from Rapala, a total value of more than $20,000. In fact, a grand total of more than $90,000 in prizes are available this year. So visit BassmasterFantasy.com to register and pick your team for the opening event at the St. Johns River. And join our Bassmaster Radio group and win tremendous prizes from Rapala, Enigma Fishing, Phoenix Boats, Missile Baits, and visit Anderson.com. Just go to the Groups button and search Bassmaster Radio. Now let's take a look at the upcoming schedule. Of course, the Elite Series gets started with the AFCO Bassmaster Elite at the St. Johns River coming up out of Palatka, February 11th through the 14th. That'll be followed up by the Bassmaster Elite at the Tennessee River out of Knoxville, February 25th through the 28th. The BassPro.com Bassmaster Open Series begins at the Harris Chain of Lakes with the Southern Open there. That will be March 4th through the 6th. Also, the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series gets started at Lake Norman, presented by Bass Pro Shops. That is March 5th through the 6th. Now, this is one of the changes on the schedule. The Bassmaster Elite at Pickwick Lake is now going to be March 18th through 21st, and that accommodates the move of the Bassmaster Classic until June. So remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio or hit the watch button and click on Bassmaster Radio. And take time to check out our new YouTube channel at Tom Abraham and like and subscribe that. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I am Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bass.